Kiddushin Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey. As you recall, and we learned previously in Mishnah Dalid, that when someone marries somebody whose yichus, whose lineage is suspect, so you have to do some research and check a few generations back, depending on whether it's a Kohen, Yisrael, or Levi, look back in the previous Mishnah. So our Mishnah discusses certain exceptions where you know where you don't have to check even when someone's lineage is suspect. Ein bokin lo mina mizbeach ulamala. So if you're marrying to a Kohen's family and you're doing your research going back a few generations, and one of the people you find he did some avoda, he served in the mikdash, and he actually brought stuff up on the mizbeach. So in that situation, so you know, since he was able to serve in the mikdash, you know that they already did research on every single Kohen who worshipped in the mikdash. So therefore, you don't have to check any further in that line. In that area of lineage, lo mina duchen ulamala, and so too, if he was a Levi, and he's saying in the Beis Hamikdash, you also don't have to look back any further. Lo min Sanhedrin ulamala, and so too, if one of his ancestors was on the Sanhedrin, was on the great court in Yerushalayim, you don't have to look any further. V'chol shehuchsku avosa mishotrei harabim, and so too, if anyone had his ancestors were part of the Shotrei HaRabim, were part of the great court, were part of any level court, and the Gemara explains this time specifically in Yerushalayim, because over there they made sure that the judges were miyuchas, they had kosher lineage, the Gabei Tzedaka, or people whose ancestors were in charge of charitable money, and the Gemara explains why did this matter. Because such people, if there was any psul, any suspect, anything of suspect in their lineage, then everyone would find out about it because they were in charge of money and people were out to get them. So all these categories, Masi and Lekuhuna, Veinatzarech Livdok Acharein. So they're able to get married to a Kohen, a Kohen's daughter, and you don't have to check any further. Rabbi Yossi says, he adds another person you don't have to check. Achmi shayuchasum aid ba'archia yeshana shel tzipori. So to someone who signed as a witness in the court in the city called Yeshana next to Tzipori. And the Gemara explains that the people of that city, the court there, they were particular that whoever signed a document, they would have to be miyuchas. They would have to have a kosher lineage. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonos says, he adds the following person as well. Af mishaya muchtav bistratia shel melech. So too, someone who's in the army of the king. And the Gemara explains, he's talking about specifically the army of Beis David, the kingship of David, who they would make sure that their soldiers were miyuchas, so that it would be a schus to be successful in battle. Kedushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. Now we're going to go on to a separate topic and discuss what happens when a Kohen marries someone who he's not allowed to marry. For example, he marries a Grusha, someone who is divorced, who he's not allowed to marry. So his children are considered a Chalal. The Mishnah is going to discuss how many generations that status of being a chalal continues for. Bas chalal zachar psula mina kahuna le'olam. A daughter of a chalal, a daughter of a male chalal, so she is pasul to marry a kohen forever. So what is this le'olam? What does le'olam mean in the situation? So it means that when you have one Kohen who married someone he wasn't allowed to marry, he married a Grusha, for example, he married a divorcee, so his son is a Chalal, and his son's son's a Chalal, and his son's son's Chalal, for all generations, and therefore any descendants of son, ben achar ben, son after son, whenever there's a daughter, that daughter will be pasul kahuna. However, so how do you stop this chain of this chalal status? Yisrael shenasa chalala, Bito ksher l'kuhuna. But if this daughter, who has the status of a halala, if she goes ahead and marries Yisrael, so her children are kasher l'kuhuna. Her children are not considered halalim anymore. So basically, the lineage continues, of the bad lineage of a halal continues through the male, but once there's a daughter who marries Yisrael, who she's allowed to marry, so that then their children, their daughter will be allowed to marry a kohen. Chalal shenasa bas Yisrael. If a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, bito psul kuhuna. So as we reiterated before, in what la'ola means, so in a situation when a chalal marries the daughter of Yisrael, so their offspring, their daughter, is also psul kuhuna, because the chalal status follows the father and continues on further. Rav Yehuda Omer, Bas Ger Zachar Kebas Chalal Zachar. Rav Yehuda says, this status, just like a Ger cannot marry a Kohenes, a daughter of a Kohen, so too their child, their daughter, also has a status of the same status of a bas chal zachar, and therefore they can't marry a kohen as well. As a poet, Rav Yehuda does not say bas kioris. He doesn't say the daughter of a female convert. He only says a male convert because, again, as we mentioned before, the chal status follows the father, not the mother.